As we just heard from Matthew, despite the top-tier talks in Jerusalem, there isn't a great deal of optimism there. But that doesn't mean people are giving up. As Daniel Estrin reports from Tel Aviv, a new advertising campaign is trying to win over a skeptical Israeli public.
The ads are all over, on roadside billboards, in newspapers, and on websites. They look like Facebook friend requests, except the requests from Palestinian peace negotiators. Saab Erekat wants to be your partner, one ad reads. Online, you can click confirm or ignore. Click ignore, and a page pops up with the following message. Even if you ignore them, they won't disappear. You should listen to them. And then a video greeting. This is Palestinian chief negotiator Saab Erekat.
Shalom to you in Israel. I know we have disappointed you. I know we have been unable to deliver peace for the last 19 years. I know that the majority of Israelis still believe in the two-state solution as much as the majority of Palestinians. I'm one of those who's been there. I know that peace is doable.
The $250,000 ad campaign is bankrolled by the United States Agency for International Development, and it was produced by the Geneva Initiative, a joint Israeli-Palestinian project that has drafted its own peace proposal. The creative director of the advertising campaign is Ron Asulin. He's filmed hundreds of Israeli TV commercials for banks, cars, and the lottery, not to mention political campaign commercials. Sitting in his office with a panoramic view of Tel Aviv's skyscrapers, he gave me the pitch.
We wanted to make you listen. We wanted you to feel that there is someone on the other side who is your partner and who is good enough to be your partner. You can trust him. Look in his eyes. Listen to his body language. Listen to his words.
I am your partner. Are you mine?
Every aspect of these commercials was meticulously tailored to the Israeli audience, says Asulin, starting with the soft guitar music.
Piano, for instance, would be more heavy, more European, more serious. Guitar is, in a way, a very Israeli instrument. Guitar is what we play around the fire. Guitar is what we bring at 17, sit down next to our girl, and we play the guitar, and she falls in love.
Asulin filmed five of the Palestinian negotiators in their offices in Ramallah, in the West Bank. Each time, he instructed them to begin the clip with the Hebrew word for hello, shalom.
Shalom to you. Salam.
He says audiences automatically open up, kind of like when Madonna says a few words in Hebrew on stage and Israeli fans go wild. He made sure to take Palestinian flags out of the frame so Israelis wouldn't be distracted by political symbols that might carry negative connotations. And he even coached one negotiator in body language.
When Yasser Abidrabo was saying his speech, he was pointing his finger and saying, it's time to put an end for it, and said, look, you don't even notice, but you're threatening me. You know, like you're looking at a little kid and saying, no, 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 be careful, I will spank you. And once he understood that, he laughed, of course, and redid the take.
Ad campaigns about Israeli-Palestinian negotiations are not new in the Israeli media landscape. But this is the first campaign that has Palestinians addressing Israelis directly. Tamir Shefer, a professor of political communication at Hebrew University in Jerusalem, says even so, it probably won't work.
It's very, very difficult to move public opinion now. People are cynical, people have problems to believe that this time it will be different than in the past. And they have hoped and lost hope and hoped and lost hope in the last decade or so.
Part of the problem is that some Israelis don't believe the message. An Israeli website posted a clip of Palestinian negotiator Jibril Rajoub, who participated in the ad campaign, speaking quite differently on Palestinian TV a few months ago.
Building a school and throwing a grenade, in my opinion, are forms of resistance. When there is a need to throw a grenade or a rocket, I'll do that as well, because of my belief.
And Saab Erekat, the chief Palestinian negotiator, accused the campaign of using his words to suggest he was apologizing to Israelis for past failures. Hassan Khatib, a spokesman for the Palestinian prime minister, says rather than bring people together, the ad campaign managed to tick people off.
The Israeli public felt that this is sort of artificial. And the Palestinians felt betrayed because it started by some kind of apology that backfired in the Palestinian side.
But creative director Ron Asselin remains peppy. He says he's meeting with the Geneva Initiative this week to talk about furthering the campaign. He'd like to create similar advertisements in the West Bank.
I would do it in a different way. I would take the men of the street from Israel and put them on the Palestinian street, and not the leadership. I would use real people. I would help them see us the way we want to see them.
For The World, I'm Daniel Estrin, Tel Aviv.